Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who or what has been haunting and tormenting a person in an apartment that they so desperately wanted to call home?
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Or, of course, you can go to our website, realghoststoriesonline.com, and write in there. And if you want access to what we call the EPP material, the extra podcast people material, which is bonus episodes of the show, brand new ones every single week. We're almost up to episode 400 of the EPP episodes, which is hard to believe. Those are all there exclusively for you. Plus, our archive of regular episodes is there. The advanced episodes, all of it's commercial free. All in all, it is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories ever created. You get all that. $5 a month. Just go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Okay, I don't know if this is a paranormal sighting or what.
Okay.
But we're recording this on September 13th. So last night was the MTV Awards.
Okay.
I don't mean to be catty, but it's going to kind of come out that way. Okay. But did you see Madonna? Because it was a little paranormal.
I did not watch them.
So maybe just while we're talking, Google Madonna VMA Awards.
Okay.
She has got the biggest boobs ever and the biggest butt ever. And I'm all about if you've got the money and you want to nip and tuck and add and subtract, then just go for it. But it was really strange because it's like a Madonna blow-up doll.
Really?
look at it.
I'm turning it on here on like I think Yahoo Entertainment or something.
Yeah.
I'll need to see my
Google. And you just even Google it, look at images, because all of it'll be a page full of images. But she always had this really great figure, and she didn't have big boobs by any means. She had pointy ones at one time. But like this is like stripper size boobs. They're ginormous.
Oh my God.
Right. And I'm like, is it really Madonna? Or is it like somebody has taken over Madonna? Or what?
I don't know. It's just kind of like
when she turned around and walked off, her ass was really big.
Are they real though, or is this like
I don't know. That's why I'm like,
here's my guess. My guess is
when I looked at it last night, I'm like, is this like some sort of
she's possessed
shapeshifter?
You know what? I'm okay. Not that I'm an expert in boobs, but let's say I play
they
one
look
on TV.
Super fakey.
They do. They look prosthetic. It looks like they're.
I said the same thing.
I don't think they're real.
Now, if I was her coming out to open up the VMA awards, I think it would have been cool to pull out one of your old like costumes you're kind of known for, like the cone bra thing, so her boobs would be super pointy.
No, not anymore.
But they're not really pointy, but they were like they're just everywhere. They're uncontainable.
No, that the whole thing is they're fake. I mean, and it's not in like fake like implants, like it's fake. It's prosthetic, like a fake baby belly or something like that. So, so there you go.
I was really surprised because I'm like, I knew it wasn't paranormal, but it was almost some kind of weird.
It almost kind of feels
sighting.
Like it in some ways.
It's like one of those. Oh my God, did you see that?
Well, there you go. Now we've settled that, and we know what's going on with Madonna.
At least we can settle one thing, because we really don't have much insight on anything else, but we try.
We can never say like the ghost stories are fake, but we can certainly say Madonna's breasts were fake and her ass was fake on the VMA Awards.
Kind of fascinating at the same time.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go over to our first letter. It says, I've only started following your podcast for a few weeks, and I got to say, thanks for telling stories that I can relate to emotionally. It's very freeing and liberating to hear others having similar experiences. My encounters with the paranormal started in high school, from the first time I had sleep paralysis to the second time when I'd have an inception-like dreams within dreams where I would be stabbed over and over with each dream. Things escalated from there with many strange events, but the paranormal activities were strongest when we moved to a new apartment. I had just started college then, and my family finally got housing assistance and moved into this two-story condo apartment. The top floor was where the bedrooms were, and the living room, kitchen were on the second floor, and the garage main door on the first. A few months after we moved in, I was studying in the living room late into the night, around 3 or 4 a.m. My teenage sister walked downstairs from her bedroom. Her slow, nonspecific movement intrigued me, her gaze unfocused. I realized she was sleepwalking and was just observing her because I remember the proverbial wisdom of not walking a sleepwalking person, or they'd be scared and startled. She walked towards the kitchen window, made a motion of opening some sort of door, looked up and down, then closed the door. She then turned around, walked back upstairs. I thought it was weird, but I bet I'd be funny story to tell. It'd be a funny story to tell her. When I did, she said she doesn't remember doing that, but it was weird. We laughed it off. A few months later, landlord's son came to do some sort of maintenance in the apartment. We got to talking and I told him about the event. He said, huh, with a puzzled look on his face. He told me not to go anywhere and he'll be right back. A few minutes later, he came in with a manila folder, showed me photos he took of the apartment from when the tenant before last moved out. There was a brown fridge right next to the kitchen window, exactly where my sister was making the motion of opening fridge doors, looking up and down as if to see whether this food is in there, and then closed it. I became convinced then that the apartment was haunted, but didn't know what to do about it. My parents were devout Catholics and have denied the existence of the paranormal because they've always said God and the Virgin Mary will always be there to protect us. So I kept it to myself and dealt with the activities. I was studying late at night again, and I was leaning back into the sofa for a while. I leaned forward to put my laptop on the coffee table to change my posture, and the solid wood coffee table moved a few inches away. I was trying to rationalize it as an earthquake, as we live in Southern California, and mini quakes are not uncommon. But in the back of my mind, I knew it was something other than an earthquake. I was home alone one night. We got back to, we had gone back to Vietnam for a visit, and I came back early so I could attend my classes. I was doing yoga on P90X because I couldn't sleep with the time difference. At the end of the yoga session, there was a short meditation. I closed my eyes, trying to slowly and slow my breathing, when I heard someone whispering in my ears. I could not make out what was being said, but I could feel the warm breath on my ears. I opened my eyes, got out of the house as fast as I could. I slept over at relatives until my whole family got back into the States. Then in my room was a wooden cross that a relative back in Vietnam had carved from solid wood. It was a gift with fine craftsmanship, so my parents put it on the wall where my bed was. I was in deep sleep one night when someone yelled in my ears, "Tanya!" I woke up instantly. That's my Vietnamese name. Just as a reflex from jiu-jitsu, I put my feet up to the ground position, my arms up to protect my face. That was when the heavy wooden cross landed in my hands instead of my face. My heart was racing. Still confused and not able to process what had just happened, I turned on the light and did not go back to sleep that night. We had a family friend crashing with us for almost a year. He was sharing the bedroom with me. I got back from class one afternoon and saw him on the bed with his headphones on, his face drained of color. He said, "Have a listen to this." He was recording himself rapping in Vietnamese. He was an amateur artist. I saw the audiogram of him singing, and as he reminded back to before his voice started singing, there was a small spike. It was a high-pitched voice that said in Vietnamese, "Keep going." The door to our room keeps getting open in the middle of the night. I changed the lock, and the whole door, the same thing kept happening. We thought it was the pressure differential in the room because of an open window, but the windows were closed. One night, we were in our own beds doing things on our laptops, and we heard the doorknob turn. It opened slowly, halfway through. The doorknob twisted back to the original position. We just looked at each other wide-eyed. I got up to close the door, and we both went to sleep. The whole time, I was having episodic episodes of sleep paralysis. I understood what it was psychologically, brain waves crossing each other inappropriately during sleep. I ignored the visual and auditory hallucinations during these because I rationalized the hallucinatory induction as a side effect of brain waves crossing. What I couldn't explain was me waking up, sleeping on my side, looking over at the roommate sleeping. I couldn't move, and I realized I was having another sleep paralysis episode. I saw a pair of skinny legs walking towards the head of my roommate. Skinny legs because she was wearing black shorts. She then turned around to look at me. I was so scared, so I closed my eyes, pretending that I was sleeping. I had a tick to wake myself up, wiggling my neck and fingers until I did it in real life and woke up. I woke and my roommate was still sleeping in the same position. There was no one else there. We welcomed another addition to our family. I had another little sister. When she was about 2, I gave her a bath, dressed her, and was walking downstairs to eat lunch. I turned the corner, started to walk downstairs when she held my hand, peered back into the alley and said, "There's someone there." We were by ourselves at home. I picked her up and ran downstairs. My teenage sister was pulling into the garage when she looked at the kitchen window and saw my dad washing the dishes. Behind him was a lady. She thought it was her aunt coming to visit, so when she got upstairs, she asked my dad if his sister was over, and he said no. He was by himself, at home alone. Many other events have happened until we moved out. Strange paranormal activities kept following me, though. I cannot say if it's the house that's haunted or if it's just me being sensitive. I have 2 young kids of my own, and my toddler slept over at Grandma's for a week. He told Grandma that there is someone in the living room and that it was Great-Grandpa. He knew what Great-Grandpa looked like from the pictures, but we never told him anything more than that. My wife is worried that my oldest is like me and would invite other things to happen at home. I told her there's nothing we can do if that was the truth. A couple years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Basically, I did not get enough oxygen while sleeping because I was snoring so much. I was excited because it explained what I was seeing psychophysiologically. I wear a CPAP device to sleep now. My snoring has decreased to normal thresholds. Sleep paralysis has gone down from 2 to 3 times a week to only 1 to 2 times a month. I thought that was the end of everything. Until I heard someone yelling my name again in my sleep, in Vietnamese. Or seeing someone in the glass door reflection at my work. I guess this is not the end of it. If my family's safe, I am content with it. Lots happening in that story.
Yeah, there's a million things. But I do think that it sounds like whatever it wasn't necessarily out to scare her or hurt her. And it could be separate things, like the night terrors and sleep paralysis. That could be its own thing.
Yeah.
Because those incidences can be really terrifying and very real and very what the F in themselves. So, you know, maybe that's an idea. I don't know. Maybe they're all connected. But, you know, and then when she said that about the CPAP machine, that kind of made some sense, too, that you'd be having sleeping issues because you can't breathe. You know, you're not breathing.
Yeah.
So your sleep is very not right. But I also think there are people that's just a part of life.
I'm going to say
that you do see things.
Yeah. I'm going to say that they're sensitive, you know, so I'm not going to say like necessarily it's because this house is haunted or that house is haunted. I think anywhere this person goes in their life, they're going to encounter things like this.
Now, like my sister, because she has that happen all the time. I actively, constantly say, I don't want it. No, 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 no.
Sure.
I don't want it. And I don't know that that helps, or I just live in a super awesome little house. But I do know if I went someplace, I can feel it. And, you know, so I'm lucky that in my own home, I don't. But, you know, I just think that sort of thing never goes away.
Yeah. I mean, just wait till you're gardening one day and hit the grave. Then all bets are off. Everything's
going to change. Oh, shit. It's like, there I was out in the garden. The day was bad enough. I was weeding. And then found the grave.
And you disturbed accidentally, but the dead person is very angry. They don't care it was an accident. And now they're out for revenge.
Like, I was just going to put peonies there. Come on.
Yep. They're out for revenge and they want to see you suffer. So you got to look out for that stuff because you never know when you could very easily bring a dead, angry person back to life while gardening.
Great. Now this poor girl with everything else, this poor woman, with everything else that's going on, she's going to be like, I do not want to garden. I heard what Tony said.
Be careful out there. I always kind of wonder, I mean, because I get my area tilled up for when I garden. I have like a friend that has a big, you know, tiller thing that goes on the back of a tractor. And I have him go in there and kind of do that. But, you know, you're tilling up soil. And, you know, this area, you know, was many a things. Was many homesteads, many farmsteads. The Native Americans were here. And we're kind of close to a river.
Civil War soldiers walked over your land, I mean, basically.
A lot of stuff. So I'm always kind of, you know, I haven't really found anything, but I'm looking. I found some weird-shaped rocks that I think were probably pieces of some sort of tool, probably by the Native Americans. And so, like, little interesting things that just, you know, they're shaped. And you could tell this wasn't...
Because, like, me, like, I had someone reach out to me. They must have been behind a lot of episodes. Because it's just funny. Randomly, people will reach out and act like... Because they just heard the episode. Yeah. And you and I, Sean, were like, which one was that?
Yeah.
So I've got the two sheds in my back, my backyard, and one of them we affectionately call the Murder She Shed because it really does look like a murder shed.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a pair of crutches back there that were wrapped in black plastic.
And the man who had the crutches, Carol, conveniently says she never saw. Or right, did she?
Or did she? It's just somebody recently messaged me and said, hey, just wondering, did you ever move those crutches? And I'm like, absolutely not. I never will. You know, I found them and they're there and they can stay there forever.
Or is she afraid of getting her fingerprints on evidence? evidence that could point to something much more tragic than just a shed with crutches.
Well, because what if the crutches, like, I've never taken the plastic off, nor will I, by the way, but because you can feel that they're crutches.
They found her DNA on those crutches.
On the plastic around the crutches. Oh, dang it. I was listening to Keith Morrison over the weekend, and I was trying to impersonate him so I'd be ready for you, and then I can't. But maybe the crutches are covered in blood for all I know. I have no idea why at some point somebody's like, I got to wrap these crutches up in plastic with zip ties around them and then put them in the murder she shed. But to me, I think there's just some things you don't disturb.
And the next day she found a baby stroller. But where was the baby? There's a teddy bear, a bottle, and what appeared to be some chewed up goldfish. But no baby. Carol began to wonder, who would just leave a stroller in my murder she shed? Could it have anything to do with that pair of crutches up on the shelf?
She was much too little for those crutches. But could they have been her mother's or her nanny?
And what did her nanny do with that little baby girl?
God dang it, you're so good at it. I'm so bad.
No one knew existed. Who was little Jane Doe? We'll find out after the break. Now then it stops and goes, I'm Lester Holt. I'm hosting the show, and I say five words throughout the entire episode, but I'm hosting it.
Well, I know. Like, I think that frequently. I wish I had that gig. Like, I'm just Lester Holt, and all I do is stand, like, one day a month. I change my suit a few times, and I just intro and outro. That's it.
Well, it's a great. And it's just the gig.
I just made $10,000.
Yeah. I'm sure it's all part of his contract where he's got to do it. But he's been doing that for a long time on that show. Sometimes he does do an episode. I heard one this week that he actually did the whole interview and everything, too. Which I was surprised.
Was it from the 90s?
Yeah, it's just like, how do you have the time to do that between nightly news and everything else? Like, that's going to be a busy life that man leads. I got an interesting thing I'll talk about after the next story. Something that, speaking of odd things and a baby carriage, I'm not having a child, I'll tell you that much. It involves Halloween decor, and we'll talk about it after this call. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi there. My name's Hannah. I'm from a little town in eastern North Carolina. I was calling up to share a story about one of the first houses that I lived in when I was like an infant, basically. These are all stories that my parents have told me, except for one. So anyways, they moved into this house. I was probably less than 6 months old. I don't really know for sure. But anyway, they had, they did a little bit of renovations, but not really a whole lot. And it was kind of weird because the lady that had passed away there before they moved in, like my grandmother knew them. So they kind of knew somebody had passed away, but they were like, it's fine. It'll be fine. So they had moved in, and my mom told me that there were several times that she would, like, hear footsteps coming down the hallway, and she would be asleep, but she would also hear them, and then it would just feel like somebody was just staring at her at the foot of the bed. And then she'd wake up, and she'd look, and of course no one would be there, and then she'd also hear footsteps going back down the hallway and hear, like, a door slam shut. And so, of course, they'd go check, and nobody would be there, and everything was fine. Apparently, this older woman that was there, she used to slam doors all the time throughout the house. And me being an infant, too, like, my mom has always kind of wondered, like, some of the times that I would wake up randomly in the middle of the night, like, was I experiencing the same thing of, like, the old woman, like, staring at me? Or was it, you know, just a normal infant having an issue and needing to wake up and cry kind of thing? So, yeah, that was kind of weird. And then my dad can specifically remember one time, like, sitting at the dining room table and kind of looking over his shoulder a little bit, and he could see the old woman, like, standing in the hallway, like, plain as day, but just, like, maybe a little bit grayed out, not completely normal, but he said it was just so bizarre. And anyhow, so they... There was one night they went to bed. The next morning they woke up and they had one of those like old-timey hurricane lamps beside the bed. When they woke up, it was sitting on the floor in three separate pieces, like just sitting there. And there's no way that either one of them would have did that. And if it would have fell, it definitely would have shattered into like a million pieces. I mean, the whole thing was glass and it was really thin. So... they were a little bit freaked out by that, but, you know, it's still fairly harmless or whatever. So then they left for, like, a weekend or something, and when they came back, literally every picture that they had hung up in the entire house was either laying, like, on the floor where it was hanging up, like, in the hallway or in the living room, or the ones that they had in their bedroom, it was laying on their bed. And nobody else had a key to the house, because, like, my mom, she's told me about it. She asked my grandma, she asked so many other people, like, did you find a way to get into the house and do this? And they've all told her no. So there's absolutely no explanation for it. We don't really have earthquakes on the East Coast, so... And, like, even still, why would they just be laid, like, perfectly on the bed or perfectly on the floor and not be broken? So, anyways, after all of that happened, there were more nights of, you know, the doors slamming and the feeling of being watched and that sort of thing. And my mom was kind of getting frustrated with it and didn't really know what else to do. So her and my dad sat down at the kitchen table one night, and they put out a pen and a piece of paper, and they just talked to her like, I guess she was a human or something, and just basically said, you know, I don't know what is bothering you or what we're doing wrong, but we need you to stop being kind of chaotic and making all this noise because you're scaring us. And if there's something that we're doing that you don't like, we want you to write it down. And she said they went to bed and they didn't hear any noises after that. And from then on, nothing ever happened. No more slamming doors, no more footsteps, no more waking up with feeling of being watched, nothing. So that was pretty cool. And they lived there for a while after that. And then the crazy thing is, like, flash forward probably, I don't know, 8-10 years later, I'm at my grandma's house, and we're going through some old pictures, and I come across this older lady, and I said, who is this? I swear I know her. And my grandma says, oh, that's the old lady, and like she told me her name, but I can't remember, but that's the old lady that used to live in your mom and dad's old house. And I said, no way. Like, I got chills, everything freaked me out. So, like, how would I recognize her? There's no other reason than apparently, I guess, I saw her as an infant. Like, I don't know, but it's really creepy to think about. And, like, I can still kind of picture her just from that picture, but, like, I don't know. It's just really weird. I felt like I needed to share my stories. And my mom and dad have stuff happen to them randomly. Thankfully, I've never really had anything happen to me, but I have several more stories that have happened to them. So, anyways, I might call back in sometime and share those, too. But, I'm a fairly new listener to the show, and I just really wanted to share. So thank you, guys.
Thank you for sharing your experience with us. Thoughts?
That was a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Like the hurricane lamp thing, like how does that end up on the floor in three separate pieces? Because they come apart. you know, how you have to take that hurricane part off.
Sure.
But they're all glass. Like, if it wouldn't just fall on the floor in three separate pieces sitting there,
mm-mm.
which is weird. And then the whole thing about the pictures all off the walls really reminded me of when I was a kid and we came back and I had that feeling. And we had come back from being away for the weekend and the record albums were all over the place,
mm-hmm.
all over the stairs, and the record player was playing an album.
Yeah.
Which was really weird because we'd been gone all weekend. Why is it playing an album? And it couldn't have been on repeat. And it was a weird feeling. It was kind of terrifying and that sinking feeling at the same time, like, shit, it's happening again.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember that feeling, and how weird would that be to walk in your house and all of your pictures are off the wall? That's the kind of shit that really scares me. It's, you know, because some people, like, you watch scary movies and they're bloody and gory and all that, and the blood's coming out of the walls. It's more scary to, I mean, if I saw blood coming out of the walls, I guess I'd be scared. But you know, that feeling of like, what the hell is this? And everything's messed up. Like, mm-hmm. why are all the pictures off the wall? And how did somebody get in here? And if they did get in here, why did they do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought those were good stories. And I found them all very believable. Like, I think, and then it was like living in a haunted house and having a baby, that would be terrifying. Like, the baby's fussing. And then it's like, I don't want to get up.
Exactly. I mean, like, you got
to. Is the baby seeing something? I don't know. Yeah. I would, like, everyone in my family would be in the same room.
And you hear about that so often when people are in those situations. It's like, eventually we all just slept in the living room together until we left.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. That's why, right, yeah, there.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's good stories. Thank you for sharing those experiences with us here in today's episode of the program. Okay, so baby carriage thing. So my mom is out the other day just doing some antiquing and stuff. And then she texts me these pictures. And one of them is of an old like wicker baby carriage. Totally creepy. I'm like, how much? And I know it's like $5 or something. I'm like, get it. Like, bring it with you and we'll put it in my graveyard. And we'll have a skeleton pushing.
I love the fact that you put it in your graveyard.
Yeah.
Because you do have one.
I do. It's on the golf course. I put it. Add that to the sentence too. Well, in the front pasture, it's a lot of land. So what I decided to do, instead of having animals up there, because I have animals in the back, one only needs so many cows. Okay, so I have my two cows in the back, and in the front, I turned it into a golf course, like a two-hole golf course. It's enough for like two par three holes. So I mow it myself. I bought little flag poles. It cost me nothing other than, you know, having the yard. And I just, you know, other than like the stick too, that has the flag on it. So total investment to make my little golf course, I don't know, maybe $25. And it's fun. We and Harp will go out there and we'll hit the ball around. But for Halloween, I got skeletons looking like they're holding the flagpole up, and one of them has a golf club and it's golfing. And then I had they're golfing skulls. So they have skulls that they're hitting with the golf balls or the golf
really
clubs.
They're really cool. You guys did a really good job.
And then I got some fencing and put that up. And I have like the two skeletons whose heads are missing are like have their arms up like, where's my head? And they're golfing with them right in front of them. And then I have this creepy ring looking type girl that I have illuminated with a black light in my field. And she just kind of hangs there and shimmers in the wind at night. And it looks totally creepy. It's also super creepy in the morning when Harper gets on the bus because it's still dark out.
Oh, yeah.
So every morning we're out there and it's like, this is kind of cool and creepy. And
the kids on the bus see it?
Yes.
They're like, we're getting the creepy girl now. Creepy girl's getting on the bus.
Everybody's like, you got a really cool Halloween display, they tell her. That's what she tells me. So. Little Wednesday Adams walking onto the bus.
Well, and your daughter would be so proud if someone was that's pretty cool.
Yeah, completely.
I mean, I'd be proud. And it is cool.
She is. She's very proud of it. So, no, we had a lot of fun putting it. But anyway, we're going to get that that baby carriage and add that to the whole thing that is going to be brought. My parents are coming to visit here at the end of the week, and like they'll be bringing that that with them.
So now that you have this haunted baby carriage,
yeah,
like once your Halloween display is over, do you like you'll just store it like out in one of your.
Yeah, that's where a lot of because I didn't really
buildings, right?
I didn't have to. I added gravestones, some new gravestones this year, and that's it. So yeah, I just store all my stuff in my shed that my lawnmower lives in.
Because that's the kind of stuff I do not want in my house.
No?
Do not want it. No, no.
I was thinking like setting the skeletons up on the couches just year round.
Actually, the skeletons, because you bought them where? Like,
I bought them at Home Depot, Lowe's. I have a variety of skeletons.
If you buy something at Home Depot, I don't really think that it's haunted.
Sure.
But like an old timey baby carriage.
Yeah, I know.
It's just different. And they're kind of just weird looking, and I don't know.
I'll tell you, it's going to live in the shed. I know. There's a creepiness to it. It will not be in the house. But Harper will probably be like, can we put it in my treehouse?
No, honey. We're never getting it out. Suddenly at Halloween.
We get up in the morning and it's not Halloween anymore. And the purple glowing lady is up in the treehouse.
And the little damn baby carriage is all over your golf course. Yeah. Different hole every day.
It just moves around by itself. Oh, that would be great. I wonder if there's a way I could get it like on rails or something. And this carriage just kind of moves around by itself around the. That would be fun.
Now you're going to be reaching out to someone to create that for you.
Maybe not this year, but ideas for next, maybe. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. And EPP, as we call them, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.